بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون، إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Honorable علماء, respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I will take this opportunity to first advise myself and each and every one of us sitting here in regards to taqwa, that let us inculcate taqwa in our lives. And I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live with iman, give us death in a state of iman, and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, each and every human that has been sent to this world, from Adam alayhi salam till the last person who will come to this world, has been sent with a mission and with an objective. And in regards to that objective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that all mankind and all jinnkind has been created with one and only one purpose. Only one purpose, that is to worship me. So my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries on to say, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ, that the purpose of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies here, is not to seek provision. That is just a necessity. The job that we do from 9 to 5, or the business that we run, or any other means of income that we have, that is not the purpose of life. That is just a necessity that we are fulfilling. But the purpose is ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to live our life according to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my respected elders and brothers, after having given us this responsibility, or after having mentioned this purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created certain distractions, created this world as a distraction. Allah says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that whatever is on this earth, we have created it as a distraction, to distract you, as a deception, to deceive you. Why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that we test you. Who from amongst you fulfills the purpose, is focused on the purpose, and who from amongst you loses focus and goes away from the purpose? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word zina, decoration. And a very good example for us to understand is when we go to a wedding. In many a case we see the stage that is decorated. To our eyes it looks very appealing, very beautiful. And we tend to think, oh, how beautiful the stage is. But the same stage, my respected elders and brothers, if we have to have a look at it the next day, we find there's nothing there. It's just a piece of wood. Whatever was there on it has been taken away. This is the reality of dunya. Dunya to us would look very appealing, very beautiful, as if this is the objective of life, this is the focus of life. But my dear respected elders and brothers, the moment death comes, the moment we face death and we see the real life, the actual life, we say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Oh Allah, now we have seen. The deception is over. Now we've come to know that this was only a decoration. This was just a piece of wood that I was fascinated with. But my respected elders and brothers, then it will be too late. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that this dunya, we made it a deception, a decoration for you, so that we test you. And from amongst the decorations, my respected elders and brothers, one in which many a person, whether young or old, whether rich or poor, in whatever status he is in, whatever status of society he is in, there is a deception in which most of us are involved, that is social media. Today we see social media has become a means where it was supposed to be only a means of communication, but today it has become a major part of our life, distracting us from our purpose in life, making us lose our focus in attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in abiding by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in fulfilling or bringing in our lives the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today in my talk, I thought it appropriate that I take out a few harms amongst others. Yes, the harms of social media, each and every one of us know. But in a perspective of Islam, perspective of Sharia, how does social media make us lose focus on the actual purpose of life? I thought I'll mention a few pointers today that would make us think, that would make us ponder as to how much we have drowned in social media and how it has become a distraction for us in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing, my dear respected elders and brothers, is one of the most precious resources we have in life is time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on the importance of time. There can be no better emphasis on the importance of time than the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises on time. In Surah Asr, which many of us have memorized, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a promise on time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to take a promise. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is true. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a promise on certain things to show us the importance of that thing. To show us how important that is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah taking a promise upon time shows us how important time is. So one of the most valuable resources that we have, time, is wasted on social media. And Hasan Basri rahimahullah, when expressing the importance of time, and in the tafsir of Surah Asr, Hasan Basri rahimahullah says that I was thinking to myself as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a promise on time. And whilst I was with this thought, an ice vendor, a person who was selling ice cubes, he passed. In those days they did not have places to store ice. So the person who was selling ice cubes passed. And he said that, buy it before it goes in waste. So time, my dear respected elders and brothers, is like an ice cube. If you put it in a soft drink or if you put it in a juice, that juice will be refreshing to us and it will be cool for us. But at the same time, if you allow it to melt in the gutter, it will still melt. Likewise, time, if you use it in the correct manner, the time will still be used. And if you use it in the incorrect manner, wasting our time on social media, then too that time will pass. And my respected elders and brothers, it has been mentioned that in Jannah, one of the regrets that people will have in Jannah is the time they spend without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and sisters, social media snatches from us, steals from us one of the most important and most valuable resources that we have, that is time. And thereafter that surah carries on to say, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily mankind is in loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who are engaged in four things. Those who bring iman, do good amal, and they call towards good, and they call towards patience. So my dear respected elders and brothers, we should ask ourselves, does social media fall into any one of these four things? But rather, social media falls into that which Sharia talks about. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. That is the requirement for being a good Muslim. The requirement for being a better Muslim is to leave out that which is unnecessary. So my dear respected elders and brothers, social media not only takes up our time, but also does not fulfill that requirement that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to fulfill, that is staying away from that which is unnecessary. So that will be the first point. The second point, my dear respected elders and brothers, social media is a distortion of family values. And this each and every one of us would have witnessed, that today in a family gathering, how many of our youth, and not only our youth, even our elders, are plugged onto the phone instead of having a conversation. My respected elders and brothers, today family gatherings have no value. And if you look at it in this way, that a father, he returns home, yes, he's tired, but his children are waiting for him. There was a time when the father used to come and the children used to cling on to the father. And he would have a good conversation with them. But today, that same time that the father is supposed to have the conversation with his children is spent on the smartphone or on social media. We have a family gathering, we say, instead of exchanging ideas, exchanging wisdoms, instead of our youth inheriting the wisdom from the elders, we see our youth are too busy on the phone, on social media. And they fail to acquire that wisdom. And this is distorting family values. And secondly, my dear respected elders and brothers, today what has happened is we have certain groups on social media. We say, okay, this family group. So from my grandfather till my cousins, everybody is on the group. So in the morning I have just said salam to everybody, I have inquired how everybody is, and I think that is sufficient. I needn't go meet them, I needn't go to their house, sit with them, have a chat with them, I don't find it necessary. Why? Because I have said salam to them on social media. On that certain group I have sent salam to everybody. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, in this way, social media is snatching what we call family time, family gathering, family life away from us. And it's distorting family values. So my dear respected elders and brothers, we should understand. And thirdly, my dear respected elders and brothers, it's a distortion of human values. Not only family values, it's a distortion of human values. The number of clips that we see on social media, the videos that we see on social media about fatal accidents or people being killed, people being slaughtered, and it has become habitual to us that we see. Now when we get news that a certain person was killed in this manner, it doesn't disturb us. Before it was disturbing news, now that this news is not disturbing because we are so accustomed and we are so used to looking at these things on social media, to looking at these things on the videos that are posted on social media, even if we look at a fatal accident, it doesn't disturb us. This is distortion of human values. And we have gone to the extent that today, if we see something happening, we are ready with our cameras to take a video of it instead of helping them. Just recently there was an incident where the parents of the child who fell from a very tall building. The parents of the child were complaining that the child was at the throes of death, and these people were there with their phones taking the video of the child. If this is not distortion of human values, then what is? And what has led to this? Again, my respected elders and brothers, it's social media. And point number four, my respected elders and brothers, social media is also harmful to health. Sharia encourages good health. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-mu'minul qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi minal mu'minil da'eef. That a mu'min that is strong, a believer that is strong, is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a mu'min, than a believer that is weak. My dear respected elders and brothers, today sitting on social media, sitting with our laptop and our phone, deprives us from physical exercise. The elders sitting here will remember how much quality time was spent outdoors, how much quality time was spent playing with the friends, having some sport outdoors, having some physical exercise. Today the youth refuse to leave their homes, they refuse to leave their rooms, and they are glued to the screens that they are watching, and they don't have any kind of physical exercise. And at the same time, they're also spoiling their health in a way that they're spoiling their eyesight. They're weakening their eyesight looking at that screen the whole time. So my respected elders and brothers, with being distortion of family values and human values, social media has also become a means in which our youth are deprived of any kind of physical exercise. And that's why we see that our youth are very weak today compared to what we were in their time. Our youth are unable to do those actions, those things that we could do in their age, or what our elders could do in our age, we would say. So my respected elders and brothers, this is also harmful to health. And moreover, my respected elders and brothers, this is the reason for nazar. Now nazar, which we call the evil eye. Social media has become a means of evil eye. Today so many mothers are complaining, our children are getting sick, our children are going through this kind of illness and that kind of illness. But my respected elders and brothers, do they realize that the picture of their child that they have put on their profile, or the picture that they have posted on a certain group, has become a means of this illness? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly said, Al-aynu haqqun, evil eye is true. Through a person's evil eye, another person can get affected. And today we find people are jealous, and they, when they see something good, now if he's eating at a restaurant, he will post, I'm at this restaurant, or I'm on holiday, I'm out with my hobby, or whatever. Whatever people do is posted on social media. Today their lives are exposed, and people are looking at this. There are people who are deprived of these things, deprived of these bounties. People who yearn to go on a holiday but they can't. People who yearn to eat out but they can't. And the moment they look at these things, they say, there will be some kind of nazar, some kind of evil eye, saying how lucky he is. And not many do say MashaAllah. My respected elders and brothers, evil eye is something which is proven in Sharia, and something which Yaqub alayhi salam also warned his sons against. When Yusuf alayhi salam came with his dream to Yaqub alayhi salam and said, as I have seen this dream where I see the stars and the sun and moon prostrating to me, Yusuf alayhi salam knew this was a very good dream, and his brothers would be jealous of him if he relates that dream to them. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, لَا تَقْصُصُ إِيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. If you relate this dream, if you narrate this dream to your brothers, they'll be jealous. And they'll plot against you in jealousy. So Yusuf alayhi salam warned him against exposing a good thing that is in him, so that it doesn't bring misery upon him. Similarly, when the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, they were entering Misr, Yaqub alayhi salam told them, Ya baniya la tadkhulu min babin wahidin wa dkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa. that, "Oh my sons, do not enter through one door." He had 12 sons, excluding Yusuf, there were 11. So, "Oh my 11 sons, don't enter through one door, but enter through many doors." Why? People looking at you would think, "Oh, Yaqub is so lucky, he has 11 sons." That nazar, that ayn, that evil eye, Yaqub alayhi salam warned his sons against and asked them to stay away from evil eye. Today we are becoming the means of our own destruction, the means of our children getting sick, the means of we falling into loss. Why? We want to post everything. We have a good business, we want to post it. We have some bounty, Allah has given us a bounty, we want to post it. We dress our children with new clothes, we want to post it. And the moment we post it, we see there's so many eyes watching them. So my dear respected elders and brothers, social media is also a means of evil eye. And let us stay away from that evil eye, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us against it. And number six, I would say, my dear respected elders and brothers, social media has become a means of exposing our sin. Today in Sharia, the status of a person who sins openly is worse than a status of a person who sins in private. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against those people who would sin in private, who would sin in their houses, and next morning they would come and expose their sins. And they would be deprived of the mercy of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell those whose sins weren't exposed, "Oh my beloved, like I hid your sins in this world, I will hide your sins today and I will forgive you, you can enter Jannah." But my dear respected sisters and brothers, today for some reason we do not want our sins to be hidden. We so blatantly expose our sins, and at the cinema, that is, whatever you want to call it, his message there on his profile, "I am at the cinema," his status, "Oh, I am involved in such and such a sin," or, "Oh, he's involved in a sin, he takes a picture of that, he's with someone he's not supposed to be with, someone whom he's not even supposed to look at. He's with someone like that and he takes a picture, or in today's time he takes a selfie and he posts it on. That becomes his profile picture. If this is not exposing of sin, what is? And because of this exposure of sin, our youth are regarding this thing to be normal. Everyone is doing it. In those days, if it had happened, it would be a shameful act. Today we've lost that shame because we're exposing the sin. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to the effect, "Idha fataka al-haya'u fa'al ma shi'." If you've lost your haya, if you've lost modesty, then do whatever you want. Today this exposing of sin has taken this modesty away from us. That's why our youth are daring enough to do whatever they want. There was a time when the youth were involved in sin, they would do it secretly. They would hide their sins from their parents. Today the youth are ready to do the sins in front of the parents. They're not worried if the parents come to know. Why? This haya is gone. And what has taken this haya away again, one of the reasons is social media. So many immodest videos, immodest pictures are posted on social media, and looking at those things, our youth regard it to be normal. And one of the other causes, I would just deviate and bring this point also, one of the other causes besides social media has been the movies, where the parents with their children in front of the screen are watching illicit scenes. Are watching scenes where a boy and girl who are not supposed to be together are together. And the boy who is involved in that relationship is actually the hero. And the person who is opposing it is the villain. So So my dear respected elders and brothers, if we are sitting and watching that with our children, what message is going to come to our children? So through this media and social movies and social media, etc., our youth have lost that haya, lost that modesty. That's why we see today they are ready to do whatever they want. Today if my son comes and tells me, you know, daddy, I found this one. I've got no one to blame but myself. Why? I have taught him that. I sat with him and watched that where he learned it. So my dear respected elders and brothers, social media has become a means where we've lost our haya. We've started exposing our sins, lost modesty, lost our haya, and the haya has gone out from our youth. And last but not least, my dear respected elders and brothers, social media has made us lose the importance of knowledge, lose the importance of ilm. Because whilst I was speaking and mentioning the harms of social media, some of you all sitting in front of me would have said to themselves, but no, there are benefits to it also. We spread ahadith, we spread rulings of sharia, we spread bayan. My dear respected elders and brothers, but because of the widespread of bayans and etc., social media has made us lose the importance of bayans. Today let each and every one of us ask ourselves that how many times when I have seen a video of bayan, I haven't downloaded it, I have just deleted it. Why? Because I have heard so many bayans. How many long nasihats, long advices that I have seen on social media, I have just ignored them. So we've lost the importance of the knowledge of sharia. And when it comes to knowledge of sharia, my dear respected elders and brothers, sharia has given importance to whom we get the knowledge from. The source of knowledge is very important. That's why the fiqh of rijal, the science of rijal, where ulama were dedicated only in finding out how authentic this narrator is, that was their only job. Asma'ul rijal. And when we look at books of ahadith, great care is taken in whom they narrated from. If you take Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah will give you the ustad, his teachers, until Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because knowledge should be attained through those chain of narrators. Mullah Ali Qari says, Al-ilmu ma kana fihi haddathana wa ma siwa dhalika waswasu shayateen. That knowledge is that in which there's haddathana, in knowledge that we narrating from a reliable source. Today we see that due to social media, what's happening is the knowledge that we're attaining, we're not sure it's reliable. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It's enough for a person to be called a liar that he narrates each and everything that he hears. So firstly, we don't know it's reliable or not, we're just forwarding it. And then we get messages like, verify before you horrify and whatsoever. We're just forwarding everything that we get. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, this is enough for us to be called a liar. And secondly, my dear respected elders and brothers, we might not understand what we've got correctly. A hadith is posted. We might not understand the hadith. We might misunderstand the hadith. A translation of the Quran ayat is posted. We might not understand it. And someone might have misinterpreted it. And we might take the wrong meaning and now we are acting wrong upon sharia. So my dear respected elders and brothers, I'm not discouraging those who gain knowledge through social media or internet, but what I'm saying is, if you have that habit, then have these 3 points in mind. Number one, whatever we acquire from social media or the net, let us verify it by ulama. Let us verify it by ulama and get a correct understanding. Today, the biggest fitna that is happening is we tend to try to understand everything ourselves. My dear respected elders and brothers, if that was possible, then why the chain of narrators? And why so much reliability on Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Today, without the help of Sahaba, without the explanation of Sahaba, majority of what has been explained in our hadith and Quran cannot be understood. Just merely knowing Arabic or knowing the translation of a certain thing does not suffice for us to understand that. We need the interpretation of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is told to us by Sahaba. Just one example, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray, salah, perform salah in the manner that you see me performing. Has any one of us sitting here seen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah? None. Then how do I perform salah in the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed? The way that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum have explained it. They saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today a certain group is making all effort to eradicate or take away from Sharia the explanation of Sahaba. My dear respected elders and brothers, if we take that away, we'll only be misled. True guidance is in the explanation of Sahaba. That's why the hadith of Bukhari, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafai ar-rashideen. Follow my sunnah and the way of the khulafai ar-rashideen. Addu alayha bin nawajid. Hold on to them with your molars. Hold on firm to what the Sahaba and the khulafai have to say. How can we take them away from Sharia? How can we remove them from the explanation of Sharia? We are indebted and dependent on the Sahaba to understand Sharia in the correct manner. So my dear respected elders and brothers, first thing, whatever information we get, whatever hadith or ayat of Quran we get, let us verify and understand it by ulama. Secondly, my dear respected elders and brothers, let us stick to those sites on the net that are reliable and verified by ulama, and not accept each and everything that appears on that search engine. Today we want something, we put it on the search engine and whatever appears, whether it's from a correct source or incorrect source. Today there are so many non-Muslims trying to mislead Muslims through incorrect sources of Sharia. Let us stick to those sites that are correct and verified by ulama. And thirdly, my respected elders and brothers, when there are opinions that contradict the mainstream ulama, that contradict majority of the ulama, let us go to an alim and try to understand that instead of saying, no, all these ulama are wrong and this is correct. Today it's become a fashion. We see something new. Oh, mashallah, this is according to my taste. If I follow this, you know, I can be... This shows that Sharia is very flexible. Yes, Sharia is flexible. But you need to understand it properly, not according to your whims and desires. Today we see one opinion on the net according to our desires and thinking, we say, MashaAllah, we got something here. No, my dear respected elders and brothers, we are not fooling anyone else but ourselves. So, my dear respected elders and brothers, these are just but a few harms of social media. And after having mentioned the harm, I would like to mention that when asked about khamr, that is wine, Quran accepted and acknowledged the fact that there are benefits in wine. Ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. But the harms far outweigh the benefits. When it comes to wine, there is benefit in wine. Today doctors say it's good for the heart, etc. There is benefit, but the harms far outweigh the benefits. I will not make a decision on social media, I will leave it up to your hands. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-qayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-mawt. Wal-ajizu man atba' nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. That a clever person is who takes account of himself and prepares for the hereafter. And a foolish person, he follows his desires and has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one the correct understanding of Sharia, save each and every one of us from the fitnas of this dunya, from the deception of this dunya, and give each and every one of us the tawfiq to abide by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring in us the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa aqibu da'wana and alhamdulillah.